Delighted to say we've got James Staley, the new Donegal Senior Ladies Manager, on board with us tonight. How you doing, James? Welcome along for the first time to the airwaves of Highland.
Thank you very much, Oisin. All good, yeah. All good.
Well, congratulations on your appointment. And I suppose my first question, James, to you would be, why the Donegal job? What was the keen interest in you and taking up this position?
Well, look, for the last 10 years, Donegal has been one of the premier ladies football teams in the country. And whenever I seen there was a vacancy there, it was definitely a job I was interested in. I kind of taken maybe an idea in my head that I wasn't going to do a job this year, but that this was very interesting. Went and met the Donegal people, and it went well, and here I am. Like it's as I said before, it's a great job, one of the best in the country. So looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah. So what's it been like over the last couple of weeks? Obviously, you came in late towards the end of last year, so you're still sort of finding your feet, but you had a lot of work to do very, very quickly, James.
Yeah, look, in fairness, the county board had the girls out on the field, Karen Guthrie and Katie Hearn and Tommy, they had them out on the pitch and were doing work with them, so that end of it was still good. But we came in then, we the squad, we probably had 40 plus, and it was a way of, you know, getting to know everybody, getting to know people's strengths and weaknesses, and, you know, are they ready for, you know, Division 2 Senior Championship football, and that's what we've been at now for about the last 6 weeks, and it's great, you know what I mean, the attitude, the commitment, the determination of these girls is unreal.
Obviously, there's a couple of big hitters that won't be available to you this year, Niamh McLaughlin and Amy Boyle-Kiar. Listen, they've been in Australia, so they have, and they're going to be there for a while. Is that seen as a big loss? Obviously, it is seen as a big loss to you, James, but the fact of the reality is that they're not going to be here, and you just have to move on without them.
Well, look, as far as I'm concerned, like I have them. You know, like Niamh and Amy Boyle-Kiar, they're two players that would get on any team in Ireland. So, of course, they're a loss. But as far as I'm concerned, they were never here with me. So it's up to me to, you know, fill the holes with what you know, where we need our players and strengths, and, you know, so it's of course they're a big miss, but we just move on. It's girls football here, you know.
Yeah. You mentioned about strengths with the players that you have. Obviously, you have seen in these early days what those strengths are, and it's something that's very encouraging, is it, James?
Oh, it definitely isn't. Maybe when I came in first, I thought, okay, this is a team that's in transition, and it is in transition to a certain degree. You've lost three or four players over the last couple of years, but when I came in, I seen the quality of some of the girls who are just even at a minor. You know what I mean? Like they're unreal, and physical strength and football abilities, and then like you know, and that's across the board. And there's still a lot of leaders there in the likes of Evelyn McGinley and Rushing Rogers and Susie White and even the likes of Katie Dowds is only a young girl, but she's a leader on the field as well, and you know, delighted, you know, didn't know much about Katie since I came in, and like what a player.
Yeah, some excellent talent in that Donegal team, and I suppose the first objective is it to get back to Division 1, is it, James?
Of course, yeah, that's all. No matter what competition you enter, you go in there to win every game and get back to Division 1, because there's no better prep for senior championship football than to be playing in Division 1. So I know it's up to us now, senior management, and to pull it all together and see where we can do and see where we can go, and you know, and make them better where maybe we're not as strong, and elaborate on our strengths.
Yeah, and I suppose if that is going to be the case, James, it's important that you get off to a good start. You have a couple of away games at the start. You're heading to Clare this coming Sunday. What are you expecting from the opposition this weekend?
Well, hopefully we get the weather for starters. But they've just come up, but again, you know, they're kind of an unknown entity. But we've been doing a wee bit of work on them, and they've got good players, you know, we'll have our homework done on them. They're a good scoring team, but we feel like, you know, we get our stall set out early, and playing like there's a couple of real good forwards. So trying to get their forwards, you know, and you know, work our transition from that and get the scores.
Yeah. And just finally, maybe we'll mention your backroom team, James, before we let you go. Obviously, Bernard McGeehan's in there and Karen Guthrie. Like, there's nobody more experienced when it comes to Donegal ladies football than Karen. Two important people, I'm sure, that's very, very helpful to you. And it was an easy, I suppose, appointment bringing those two on board as part of your management team, was it?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Like, they're massive. And I've known Karen a long time. I've just got to know Bernard now in the last couple of months, okay, and like everybody does, like we've Nadine Friends in there, she's one of the coaches as well, and she does all the videoing for us and the GPSs and a good coach as well. So I have good people around me that helping me with getting to know the lay of the land with different things in the county. So but we have a lot of experience. Poggy's been involved in a lot of a lot of teams, winning teams. Karen, you know, comes to, I went up against Karen as a manager before, and like, you know, she's tough along the lane, and she's a coach, and she sees every wee thing on the field, and it's just brilliant to have somebody like her with us.
Listen, James, delighted to talk to you, and all we can do here at Highland is wish you the very best luck with the upcoming league campaign.
Thanks, Oisin. Thank you.